Hey there, Steven.
Hey there, Dustin. And hey there, listeners. You're listening to another episode of the Wedding Photo Hangover Podcast, or for short, just WPH. WPH is an irreverent look at the wedding photography industry and professional photography in general. But we try to sprinkle in some nuggets of business insight all throughout so that it's worth your time to listen to.
Love it.
Perfect.
Oh my gosh, Dustin. Was that you with the Foley effects?
That is the sound of off-season. See if I can get a little bit of this. Yeah, I just poured that all over myself.
While Dustin's cleaning himself off, I just want to say hello. Welcome once again to the Wedding Photo Hangover Podcast, or for short, just WPH. WPH is an irreverent look at the wedding photography industry and professional photography in general. But we try to sprinkle in some nuggets of business insight throughout the episode.
It's sort of like what you wished school was like. It's kind of like if you imagine the two people in the back of math class and you were like, man, I wish I could hang out with those guys because they just don't take life too seriously. That pretty much sums up the wedding photo hangover if those two kids in math class ended up shooting weddings because they were really bad at math.
So, Dustin, first things first, you want to tell us a little bit about that fantastic-looking beer that you're drinking today?
Yeah, this is one of the last Budweisers from Thanksgiving that my mother's...
The last of the Budweisers?
I know, it's a movie that I'm self-producing.
Is it about a lonely can of beer? All of the other cans of beers have left him.
It's a persecuted can of beer.
He's just trying to raise his two sons.
All the Lagunitas have left him. All the little something-somethings.
And then there's that evil can of beer from Coors. What's it called? Mogwai?
Oh, God.
No, I think I might have just talked about something from Gremlins. What's a Mogwai?
I have no idea. How are you, Steve? What's going on? What's up? Last time I saw you, there was a flame. There was a flicker. It was like I was watching something from Tron as your face fizzled into oblivion. How's your computer?
My computer is dead.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry.
I don't know what's wrong with it yet. I haven't had a chance to take it into the Apple store, but I'm pretty certain something on the logic board crashed and burned.
At least you have an Apple store.
You have an Apple store too. It's really close to my house or really close to the house I grew up in.
Yeah, I know.
Either way you go to, you can think about me both ways.
That sounded so weird. No, I love it whenever I call tech support for a question and they're always like, oh, you should just take it into the Apple store. And I'm like, yeah, I would, but the nearest one is 2 hours in either direction. And they're like, what? Really? 2 hours? Like, where do you live?
And you're like, America's an asshole.
So the question is, are you going to attempt to resuscitate said 2000 and what was it? 4? 2000 and
yeah, about that. 2004.
Well, Steve, if you need a computer, I've got, let's see, there's one right there. And there's one right there. And there's two MacBook Pros right there. So,
do any of them work, Dustin?
The one I'm on with you right now works fantastic.
The one that had a kernel panic when we started to record the episode?
Yeah, about that. I think you're trying to send me some viruses.
So, Dustin, a little bit of follow-up from the last time. You got a new iPhone 10. How you feeling about it?
Funny you should ask. I was feeling fantastic about it until Saturday.
What happened on set? Oh, you got hit by the bug, right?
The bug got me. Yeah, apparently I wasn't in the know. And there's some sort of huge iPhone. I don't know. Is it only for iPhone X that the glitch hit?
I'm not certain about that. I got some frantic texts from a friend of mine who thought I might have the bug. So I would assume, because he knows I don't have the iPhone X, that, damn it, you got me doing it again. Calling it the iPhone X when it's the iPhone 10.
See?
Gosh.
I love it.
You're sneaky.
But yeah, so let's just, for you know, because what we say is fact. Let's say the bug was only on the iPhone X.
Oh, so fact, now it's the iPhone X.
Yep. when the Apple sent out their update Friday night, I believe it was.
Yeah.
And all the iPhone X's, I think, or most of them, were affected. And it really, really sucked for me, particularly because of the fact that I had just gotten it. And so it was still in the process of like downloading all of my apps and my photos and my music and everything from the cloud, because I wasn't smart enough to back it up to my computer before I switched phones. So yeah, I spent an entire day fixing it, because the only way you could fix the glitch was to go through and turn off every single app on your phone one at a time. And for those of you who don't know what the glitch entailed, every, 30 seconds, your phone would restart.
Sorry, man.
And it was
having a bit of a meltdown over here. That glass of water I went and grabbed right before we started, apparently it cracked while it was walking back over here, and there's just water leaking out all over my desk.
You're just too strong, Steven.
Just like you with the Budweiser.
Just like me with the Budweiser all over my shirt. Anyways, so yeah, haven't had a huge chance to test out the camera capabilities on the iPhone X, so we'll get to that in a later episode, because I was so upset about the fuck crazy.
We're trying to keep it clean, Dustin. Come on.
There's no cleanliness about this iPhone. There was a moment on Saturday where I was like, that Google Pixel 2 is sounding pretty good right about now. How does it feel to be an unlicensed drone piloteer?
I don't know, because I haven't actually piloted the drone yet, Dustin. It arrived in the mail, and I opened it, and then I've been super busy, so.
This just in, ladies and gentlemen, Steven Van Elk, a great Indiana man, now has wings in his house. That's right, Steven Van Elk, the long, long fan of drone pilots, is now on his way to become one himself.
Wings in the house? Am I a pilot now?
I was improvising, Steve. Come on.
What am I flying for? Air Force? Navy?
I don't think you even know what you're flying for yet, Steven.
I'm just flying, man. I'm just getting high. You know how we do.
Just getting high in Colorado. Just a Willie Nelson song, I'm sure. Anyways.
You can't just say getting high and then be like, well, I'm sure that's a Willie Nelson song. Oh, I was eating food on an island. I'm sure that's a Jimmy Buffett song.
Probably. Drinking beer in the back of a pickup. I'm sure that's any country song.
Yeah, I'm pretty certain every country singer has a song like that. As long as they're in the back of the pickup, though, because they don't endorse drunk driving. And neither do we.
So can you tell the listeners out there who don't care about country music, but do perhaps care about the drone you picked, why you picked the drone you picked?
I picked the Mavic Pro because it was cheap, and I watched a lot of Casey Neistat's videos where he compared the Mavic with the Spark, with the Phantom, with the GoPro Karma, and...
Did he do anywhere he compared the Mavic Pro to the Mavic Pro Platinum?
No, he didn't.
All right, then.
Is there a difference?
I watched a couple videos, and the main difference was a slight, slight battery difference. Mm. It had a little bit more of a responsive control feel, people said, simply from the software update.
Oh, cool.
That it has. And it's, it sounds different. People say it's not noticeably quieter, mm-hmm, from like just standing there listening, but the sound itself is different.
Yeah.
So it sounds more like, bees buzzing.
Oh,
rather than like,
oh, that's
a,
pleasant.
Like
that's exactly what I want to hear every time I'm outside. Do you
exactly
hear that thing that sounds like a lawnmower in the sky? No, I'm hearing bees buzzing over here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. Either way, I'm dead.
Well, I think people are referring to like, oh, there must just be bees around here versus why is there a lawnmower flying?
I don't think I'd be comfortable with either one of those things. In fact, I think most people would probably be less comfortable with the bees buzzing. There's so many people who are allergic, Dustin.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely correct. You should totally return the drone.
Wait, I didn't get the bee buzzing one. I got the lawnmower one. I'm all good.
Oh, lawnmower in the sky one. Got it.
I can get the platinum. Too expensive.
So Steve, when's this going to leave the box? You're going to Chicago this weekend. Yeah. Going to take it up. Windy City.
No, Chicago has very strict drone laws. So
disappointed.
The first time it'll leave the box is when I'm flying it for fun, because you're allowed to do that. As long as you're not making money. So, I mean, technically, this engagement shoot is a discounted or free shoot that's wrapped in with their wedding package. So then it's technically also they paid for it.
I feel like in an earlier episode, you said don't ever do free shoots. Eat your words, Steven Van Elk.
It's part of the wedding package, Dustin. It's part of the wedding package.
Oh, so it's not free.
Well, but it is, but it isn't.
That's like going to Taco Bell and ordering a value meal and saying, I'll take the free drink that comes with that.
Yeah, definitely. That is exactly how I've set up my business. Everything about it goes straight from Taco Bell. That's why I call my packages the Doritos Locos Taco Package, the Crunchwrap Supreme Package, and the Cheesy Gordita Package.
See, you're copying my video company, Steve. You're just copying my video company.
Well, I mean, yeah, but I actually had to petition Taco Bell to get them to let me use their trademarked names, so you didn't take the time to do that.
Naming rights from Taco Bell? Just straight up stole that shit.
Yeah. And I mean, if you want to add on like a album or something, I call that like a Mountain Dew Baja Blast add-on.
Oh, some cinnamon churros, cinnamon twist dealios.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can add as much on as you want. That's cinnamon twists are the extra hours at the end.
Little nacho.
You getting hungry, buddy?
Anyways, we digress. I'm getting a little hungry here. So let's, while we're on the topic, we're not going to go all legal on you, but I'd love to, can you drop some knowledge bombs on us, Steve? What are the drone laws? Or I guess it's not really laws, is it? It's more like really, really gray regulations.
I'm not 100% certain. I do know if your drone's over a certain size, which the Mavic Pro is over the size limit, like the FAA can regulate your flying if you're doing it for business reasons.
Is the Spark?
The Spark is almost small enough to be a toy. Casey Neistat said in one of his vlogs, he said he was going to try it out, but I don't think it was quite small enough.
I thought that would be, because that was the selling point that I was considering getting it, was that I thought it would be under the professional weight limit.
The Spark or the Mavic?
Spark.
Yeah, but it only shoots 1080p.
I mean, it would be purely for fun, though, like vacation droning.
Yeah, but I mean, vacation droning, you can use your Phantom.
I'm not taking my Phantom on vacation.
Why not?
Because that thing is a...
It's too spooky.
Whoo! No, I don't know. My friend, he just got back from Jordan and Dubai, and he bought a Spark and took it with him. And the stuff he got, even though it was 1080, was, I thought, really good.
My friend is in Israel right now, if we're just talking about places our friends travel to. And yeah, that's right. He was in Israel when Donald Trump said that the United States is going to recognize Jerusalem. So...
There you
go. Times for him.
Great times for him.
He said they're on high alert over there. He said there's plainclothes policemen carrying around M5s, I think it was.
He should get one.
Yeah.
So back to drones that are going to bomb Jerusalem.
Oh my gosh, don't say that.
Nope.
You're a terrible human being.
So you have to register your drone if it's over a certain weight with the FAA on their website. And then from there, if you're using your drone for commercial gains, meaning you're making money, you're technically, legally supposed to have what's called a section. I'm trying to remember this. I think it's like 106. Yeah. Up until this year, you had to have a what was called a sports pilot's license, which is like somebody who like flies. It's like the lowest level of pilot's license. It was for like people who wanted to fly like from lake to lake, or like very short interval flying.
And also people who wanted to fly up in their plane and then get out and walk across the wings.
Yes, exactly. It is called the Section 107, FAA Part 107 test. And that's what you have to take now. I was told it is a 60-question test. Mm-hmm. And you have to get I think it's like a 60% on it, something like that. 60 or 75% on it. And none of the questions on the test are at all related to drones. They're all questions pulled from the actual sports piloting license test.
Awesome.
So I'm hoping in the coming months that they even revisit it again and actually make something that's even more tailored to drones before I waste my money getting this test.
Yeah.
Are you planning on taking it? What's your deal?
If I'm going to fly in the U.S., then yes.
Oh, so that's your little loop-ditty hole.
I mean, Jen and I specifically bought this drone because we're going to the Dominican Republic next year for her sister's wedding. We're going to be doing some photo and video stuff while we're there, so.
And you're like, out of the country, your rules don't apply to me, U.S. of America.
That is 100% correct, but I got to check the Dominican's rules. Maybe I have to get a Dominican's license. Dustin, you don't have a lot of time tonight. Do you want to do... I'll let you pick what you want to do from the show notes. I'm gonna let you do the heavy lifting this time, reading the show notes.
Friend of the show, Zane, tweeted, hashtag event tip. If your vendor offers combined services of a wide range of cater DJ security package, there is a good chance that they're not good at any of those things. None of the other vendors were present because it was all one vendor. The caterer, the bar, the security, the DJ, they all rolled in 5 minutes before the event started. Given, guests don't usually arrive.
Can we just time out? Can we just talk about this for a little bit before we get too far into it?
Sure.
There's only like one sentence left, but so yeah, Zane...
Too far into it. There's one spot.
Zane was doing a photo booth for a party. So Zane tweeted about it, and I sent him some DMs, and I thought it was interesting to bring up, because Dustin, you offer both photography and video
combined services, Steven.
So is it safe to say you're not very good at any of those things?
Neither.
You're also do photo booths, right?
Correct. We also offer a DJ service, a bar service. We can marry you. We can groom your dogs the week before the wedding.
So Dustin's joking around, but I believe you would get an officiant's license so you can marry someone.
Oh, absolutely. I've thought about getting it just in case of a pinch.
What kind of a pinch would you ever be in?
I don't know. The judge doesn't show up and no one's ordained and someone's got to do it, Steve.
You just roll that ceremony on and, you know, it doesn't matter if you're not licensed or not. They can go to a courthouse and get it signed later.
Mm.
No, I thought Zane made a pretty good point. I feel like it's definitely not the case every single time. There are some places out there that do a really good job all across the board with like the venue that they run and the caterers that they have and the DJ services that they do. But I have found, you know, that's not always the case.
And then off topic real quick, something just, my friend just texted me a photo.
Breaking news.
Have you seen these photos and video clips coming out of California right now?
No.
Holy
of the
shit.
Fires?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I saw a photo. It was like two mountains, and it was just completely and totally red up both sides.
Yeah, this looks like a hellscape.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, looks like Satan came to reclaim Hollywood. That's what I've been hearing, you know. They're like, hey, have you seen the movie This Is the End? Because that's what's going on right now.
It's coming for all those liberals. That's what I've been told.
Is he going to burn down the rest of the United States?
I just messaged you this video.
Anywho. Well,
where were we? So Zane, yeah, to answer your question, there was one guy here in town. He did do that. He was like the all-in-one stop. He even actually started including
photography,
limousine service. No, he started off as a photographer, then he started adding the photo booth.
I feel like
and then
so
the video.
Many people who do like I'm a vendor who does everything started off as photographers and just pushed into the rest of the space. I don't know if that's saying something about how photographers have an entrepreneurial spirit or if it's saying that photographers have bad judgment.
I think it's because the photography is the only element on a wedding day, I think, that actually requires like a talent or not so much a talent.
If you're a not DJ so much, and you're listening right now, or a videographer, or a florist, or a cake designer, please disregard what Dustin just said. I am so sorry.
It's just that it's the hardest part of a wedding day.
I'm sorry, vendors. Say. We never meant to hurt you. Dustin didn't want to break your hearts.
Steve, I think you really missed your calling.
As somebody who sings poorly?
Anywho, but yeah, saying I agree with you 100%. Someone who's a one-stop shop is typically a one-stop shop because they're either really unsatisfied with their life or because, like you said, they're not really great at one thing. And so they have to pull in a bunch of things so that they can charge the same type of prices that someone who charges appropriately for their one thing that they're an expert in charges.
I'd like to announce that I'm going to start offering DJ services on top of the photo video stuff that I do and also floral arrangements. I just made that decision just now.
Perfect. Moving on. So I think last week we talked a little bit about the perfect gift for the photographer in your family. And we said we were going to do a deep dive into some of these gifts
and some of the listeners
sent in some, you know, awesome thoughts and ideas.
Did you get some awesome thoughts and ideas sent your way?
No.
I got zero. Nobody cares about us.
I think it's because all of our listeners are Jewish and
they were
none of
deeply
them
offended
celebrate.
By the fact that we're buying Christmas gift lists.
Yep. I think that's what happened. We just have a lot of Jewish listeners out there.
Do I need to sing the I'm Sorry song to the Jewish listeners out there? So let's move on and let's talk about these Christmas gift lists. Dustin, do you have anything on your gift list?
So I have a few things that I think any and every photographer could benefit from. One thing in particular is something cool as far as classes go from Creative Live. Those are fairly inexpensive. Also, I should preface, I was trying to make a list of things that are south of $100.
Mm-hmm.
Something that anyone could get you if they don't want to go, say, the gift card route, which is always a great route to go. So Creative Live classes are always good. And you can message Steve or I if you need any help picking one for your loved one. But yeah, I always think that that's a solid investment in education. Another one.
Oh, you're just going to go straight down your list and then my list?
Oh, I'm so sorry, Steve.
Go back and forth,
Steve,
have a little interplay
Steve,
here.
I forget that you're here sometimes. By all means, Steve, please. What is on your list chiseled out of stone?
You're looking at the show notes. You can see the list I compiled for you.
Steve, it's funny. You think that I look at that? I read that? You're hilarious.
You literally read one off in the most monotone voice earlier. Zane, just so you know, I know you don't have that monotone voice that Dustin
I just imagine
used.
That that's how Zane talks. Hello, I am Zane. I am here from the future. I come from a land where they only sell ice cream made out of frozen balls.
The land of Dippin' Dots.
They call me Mr. Dippin' Dot.
You know, please just call me frozen ice cream balls. Mr. Dippin' Dots is his father's name.
All right, Steve, what's on your list?
Number one on my list is driving shoes.
I thought this was a joke when I saw
no,
this.
Oh, no, it's 100% not a joke. Dustin, have you ever shot a wedding?
Yeah, I've shot a couple.
Did you drive to the wedding?
Yeah, Steve, I did drive to the wedding.
You know what would have been great if on your way to the wedding and on your way home from the wedding, you could slip off those shoes that you wore all day at the wedding, slide on a nice pair of driving loafers. Oh, man.
You mean those $300 Cole Haans that are like walking on air?
Yeah, but they're not like driving on air. It's still like driving in a car, Dustin. Driving loafers. That's where it's at, boy.
Guess I don't know what driving loafers are like.
They're shoes that are made to be worn when you're driving your car. I don't know how else to put it. They're magical.
This sounds like it's from a social class above and beyond my typical.
You can buy them for like $19 on Amazon.
Mm, you'll have to post a link in the show notes for the listeners.
I can post a link to my driving shoes.
You own driving shoes?
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
My biggest fear is I'd show up at a wedding and I forgot to pack my real shoes. And I'd have to shoot the whole wedding in my driving loafers.
Oh, that would totally happen to me. Most of our weddings out of town, I actually drove to them in my beautiful, beautiful Birkenstocks.
Oh my gosh.
I'm all about them Birks.
So, I mean, if we both drove to a wedding at the same time and you had your Birkenstocks and I had my driving loafers and we both forgot our, you know, dress shoes, I would look like I'd look like a champ.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming you'd be wearing these Birkenstocks, the sandals, right? With socks underneath them.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping it real.
Look like I walked out of some sort of 60s sitcom.
Or just that you're trying to be Dwight Schrute from The Office. One of the two.
Either one.
That's not a bad look. Dwight's a good guy. He's a good, great salesman. Just like you, Dustin. Dustin, are you Dwight Schrute?
No.
Tell me everything you know about bears.
So, next up on my list is, as a photographer, I've always said that the best camera is the one you have on you. And the one I have on me 99% of the time is my iPhone. And so I always think things for your iPhone are always great gifts, such as the little interchangeable lenses you can buy. Shout out to anyone that might be buying me a gift this year.
Grab that Olo clip.
I've asked for them every single year and I've never received them. Instead, I get an effing lens mug every single year. So also like chargers as photographers, especially ones that travel like Steve and I, can never have enough chargers and like external batteries for your phone. And something I personally asked for this year, I don't know if Steve has seen these or knows anything about them.
Just
because
plowing straight through your list again. No more.
No, this is one thing. Come on, Steve, shut your mouth.
This is one thing. This is like a million
things. Just iPhone accessories. It's one category. It's that little thing that I've been seeing where it's like you plug into your iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was to lead up to this one thing.
Oh, this one thing. The ultimate thing. Everything else was penultimate or earlier.
This one thing. The gift. The ultimate gift of 2017. This kind of also plays into my next thing, but I'll let you go next. But
if this plays into your next thing, this can't be the ultimate gift. This has to be penultimate, and the next gift is ultimate.
All right, fine. I will pause. You know, there'll be some suspense here in the podcast.
Oh, no, you have to go.
Pause for dramatic. All right, Steve.
Zach Morris, time out.
You'll add some music in here? Add some music here for me? Okay, now you go.
Wait, I'm going? Next up on my list is Bluetooth headphones. Last year, I got an iPhone 7 and lost my headphone jack.
Whenever someone says that, it's like I feel like they're saying they lost their virginity. I got an iPhone 7 and I like they're ashamed of it. I lost my headphone jack.
I had to shower for hours afterwards.
I just felt so dirty.
I kept thinking about how the good Lord was watching me as I lost my headphone jack. Hopefully after years and years of not having a headphone jack, I'll learn to cope with this.
Learn to accept life after headphones.
I just wish I had waited to marry my iPhone.
It's not a my phone, Steve. It's an iPhone.
Yeah, it's absolutely right. I'm literally crying over here right now.
So, is there a pair of Bluetooth headphones that you've got on the wish list? I mean, there's a lot of them out there.
I have a pair of Bluetooth headphones I bought this summer, and I wear them all the time, and they are fantastic, and they're like $19. They're so cheap.
Zungle Panthers. That's what you got, right?
I didn't buy sunglasses.
Because everyone thought that was a great idea.
No, nobody thought that was a great idea. Everybody thought that was going to melt your brain. Anyway, just Bluetooth headphones. It doesn't really matter what you get. I only listen to podcasts, so it's not really important how they sound as long as my voice sounds great. And I bought a pair that makes my voice sound so good. So good. Mm. So sweet. Mm. So smoky. A little bit sexual.
I bought some Bluetooth headphones this summer too, and I freaking hate them. They're awful. They were so expensive, and I hate them.
I use mine to listen to podcasts while I'm culling and editing. It's fantastic. And while I mow the lawn, and while I do dishes, and while I interact with my wife, and while I interact with my kids, and I'm a terrible human being.
Yeah, I think we all know that. But yeah, I hate mine. Anywho.
Why do you hate yours? How much did you spend?
I don't know. I think like $200-$300
What?
Something like that.
Wait, did you get the Apple earbuds?
No, they. This was before. These came out before the Apple EarPods came out. And then as they were being produced on Kickstarter, because the Apple EarPods were coming out, all of a sudden all these feature-rich things that they were going to be releasing with them, that they were sure that Apple would allow them to do, Apple shut them the heck down.
Is that real?
And,
is that real life?
Yeah. Yeah. No, there was like, for example...
Fake news. Sad.
They were going to... Essentially, they look very similar to like normal headphones, but they have a cord that you can plug into them that you can... were supposed to be able to plug into the lightning port on your phone that would charge the headphones as you were using them. Because as you know, the downside to Bluetooth headphones is not super long battery life.
How could Apple stop them from doing this?
Because I guess there's some sort of like certification or certificate or some thing you need in order to draw power from the phone. And Apple in the 11th hour blocked them.
I don't think they want people drawing power from the phones. The phones don't have a ton of power to begin with, so.
It was going to be very minimal, just enough to... like keep the headphones going. Mm-hmm. So the cool part was they would look just like as if you had any other pair of wired headphones on.
I don't understand how that's cool. I mean, if I'm plugged into my phone, I'd rather it just be a wired connection anyway.
Right. But that was the point, is I was looking for a pair of headphones that everything I was reading about Bluetooth is like, oh, they're so great. But if you forget to charge them and you're out and about, you put them in and then they're dead. So these were cool because I'm like, oh, they're charged. Great. Oh, they're, you know, about to die. Let me plug them into my phone. Instead of like, oh, let me take these out, get my other headphones out. Anyways, I digress.
I see the draw.
But anyways, the reason I dislike them is not because of that, but it's because they had two options. They had a pseudo noise canceling option, which was not actually noise canceling. It was
an active noise canceling. It was passive, right?
I don't really know what that means. It had no noise canceling whatsoever. It was just, it filled your eardrum versus... being more of like an ear pod.
Yes, that is passive or also noise isolation is how they refer to it. But yeah, what you want is active, where it actually like...
like the Bose ones that I have.
Yeah, where it like takes these sound waves outside of your headphones and then like does something to...
But anyways, I don't like the headphones that like actually go like inside your ear. I think they're really uncomfortable.
The inner ear ones, like the ones I'm wearing right now.
Yeah, I don't know how people do that.
I don't do the Apple ones. The Apple ones are terrible. I have to get like the ones that have like the silicone buds on them.
See, I love the Apple ones.
Ugh.
I'm hoping for the EarPods for Christmas, actually. Even though they look... I've heard they work great.
Yeah.
Anyways, moving on. So you had Bluetooth headphones on your list. Was that
the
it?
The last thing I had was the Yongnuo Flash transmitter receivers. I mean, it's basically like buying popcorn. You can just buy a ton of them. Nom, 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 flashes for days.
Nom, nom, nom. I'm going to just keep this flash by the toilet in case I have a stroke party because they're so cheap. Nom, 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 nom.
Okay, so what was your penultimate and your ultimate gift ideas now? Can you finally reveal them to us?
Oh, the ultimate. Dun, dun,
drum roll,
dun.
Please.
On Dustin McKibben's wish list for Christmas.
A great Indiana wish list from a great Indiana man like Dustin McKibben.
So they make these little like flash drives that you can plug into the lightning port on your iPhone. And using software, it will actually suck all of your photos on your phone onto this flash drive. So one of the things that I'm constantly thinking about is, man, I have literally, I think last I looked, I have like 6,000 photos on my phone. Maybe even more than that.
Mm-hmm.
It's an ungodly amount because I've had an iPhone since the very original iPhone and I've never deleted a photo, like as far as like gone through and like deleted a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously I delete those dick pics that you send me all the time. But other than that, everything gets kept.
Why would you delete the greatest thing in the world?
I put them in a separate app special for those things.
Cool.
But for my photo roll, everything's there.
Do you use the Apple keyboard or the Gboard? Google's keyboard?
I didn't know there was a different way to switch your keyboards.
I sent you a photo today from the Gboard where I typed in an emoji search for the word dick and it just popped up an eggplant.
Oh, I just assumed that was the keyword when you're using Gmail.
Nope. Anyway, I'll let you get back to what you're talking about. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. Anyways, on my list of things is that it's like, I think SanDisk and there's a few other off-brand ones that make it. And I love how like anything that's not a huge player is considered off-brand.
Mm-hmm.
But SanDisk makes it. It looks just like a thumb drive. And then on the other side has a USB port. And so then it's like 128 gigs, I think, is the largest capacity right now. They'll probably double that next year since the new iPhones just jumped up to 256. But and then, yeah, you have all your photos from your phone backed up, and then you can transfer them easily to your computer without using some sort of an app or however people get phone photos from their phone to their computer these days.
I just use Google Photos to back up all my photos from my phone. I don't know why anyone would do anything else.
I use Dropbox.
I use Dropbox for videos because I actually want to like edit them into, you know, a cohesive whole. But photos, I'm just going to store.
I like putting things into a whole. You're right. Just in that category itself, something that's always a great gift for photographers. And this is actually the first year I didn't take advantage of any Black Friday sales because I was lazy. Is hard drives. Hard drives and large USB drives and SD cards, compact flash cards, depending on what you shoot on. Always great gifts for photographers. They're really inexpensive. You can get like a terabyte drive for someone for like $80. You can get them an SD card for like $50-$60. That's really good. Mm-hmm. Those are always great gifts, in my opinion. So memory, chargers, Creative Live pretty much sums up.
And if you can't afford to buy them a memory, maybe just drop by and tell them about some great times that you had together. Give them like an actual memory.
Yeah.
Everybody loves that. You know, Dustin, this one time we were in Sierra Leone and the sun was setting and you were trying to do a time lapse, but you didn't know how to use the time lapse function on your iPhone and I had to teach you. Do you remember that?
Such a good memory.
That was a gift from me to you. Merry Christmas.
Mm.
Happy holidays.
Mm. Love it.
So, Dustin, I know you're pressed for time tonight. Do you have time to answer just one question?
For you, Steve, I always have time.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you were going to say no. This is a fantastic. Do you want to pick the question out or do you want me to?
Well, if I let you pick it, I know what you're going to pick. So, hold on, let me read these questions. I like Louis Novak, friend of the show, Louis Novak's question.
Oh, yeah.
So we might be able to do two questions because Louis is one that I want to dive into further in a later episode.
Okay.
But friend of the show, Louis Novak, I'd like to think his name is pronounced sort of with this like New Jersey type of accent there. Louis. Hey, Louis Novak.
See, I always imagine it more like Louis Novak.
Why would he have like a game show announcer announcing
that? It's like basketball announcer. He's tall, right?
No.
All the photos I saw that you took of him at his wedding, he's like standing on stairs then.
That's because I used to be one of the camera operators for all of the Tom Cruise movies. And so I was especially trained on how to make people look way taller than they really are.
Mr. Cruise, I'm going to need you to stand in this apple box, okay?
They're called Cruisey boxes. Get it right.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cruise. It'll never happen again. Ms. Kidman, can you bend at the knees a little bit? Bend at the knees. Just need you to be a little bit shorter still.
Shoes off, please. Shoes off.
All right. Now we're cooking. And I literally mean your feet will be cooking on the asphalt because it's 100 degrees here in California today, and that is black asphalt. I don't know why we're shooting
okay.
This is a terrible spot.
Because Tom Cruise is on a box.
It's the only place the box would lay flat. Oh, Tom Cruise.
Oh, California on fire. Anyways, so friend of the show, Louis Novak, had a question. With the end of the year coming to an end, coming to a close, if you will, I wanted to ask Steven and I about taxes and accounting, ask if we have an accountant for our taxes. Stevie, do you want to take this one first and then I'll swing back to
it? Yes, I've used an accountant for like the last 4 or 5 years now. It's the best money Jen and I spend every year.
Is it an accountant that specializes in photographers or small business? Or what made you choose the person you have?
Now that we're down in the area, we've chosen somebody who specializes in small businesses and stuff. Because that's what we are. That's what we need.
Very nice. Yeah, I have an accountant as well, Louis. It's the best thing money can buy.
Unless you're Tom Cruise and you need those cruisy boxes.
Cruisy boxes, baby. Tom, if you're listening, you're always welcome on this show.
It's a loving place.
No short or tall haters on this show.
Definitely not. Nicole Kidman, you're also welcome on the show.
With shoes or without.
Asphalt or grass. Whatever you want to be.
Whoever you want to be.
She could be anybody. She's a great actor.
Fantastic actor. As I get distracted here, I don't even remember what I was saying.
You use an accountant. Are they specialized for photography or for small businesses? Or do you go corporate business because you're incorporated to get all them tax benefits from that Republican bill?
Oh, now I remember what I was going to say. See, you drop the word Republican and it all comes back to me.
I wish we could drop a lot of Republicans.
We love you, Republicans. Republican Party's a big supporter of our show.
Yeah, we get all of our support from them.
So what I was going to say is asking the question, Louis, whether or not a photographer should use an accountant is like how I like to think about it is when a bride is considering, do I use a friend to do my wedding photos or do I hire a professional? Sort of the same concept. If you're not a professional accountant or like professional tax preparer, then you should definitely use an accountant. It's going to save you a ton of money in the long run. Or in some people's cases, cost them a ton of money if they've been doing their taxes wrong for several years. The best advice I can also give you is ask questions. Don't be afraid to ask your accountant questions. Not every accountant is going to have your best interest in mind. So make sure that he knows all about what it is you do, because wedding photography and photography in general is a very unique business as far as deductions and write-offs and our lifestyles in general.
No, if you're an extravagantalist like Dustin, then yes.
I just bought a couch tonight, guys. Guess what? Writing that shit off. But another thing, Louis, that we started doing last year that's been super helpful, and we're going to actually get this guy on the show, is we hired a bookkeeper to help balance our books so that all we have to do at the end of the year is take what the bookkeeper gives us, which is this nice QuickBooks document, and we hand that over to the accountant, and that's it. That's all we have to do.
You get them books done quick.
The bookkeeper sends out all our 1099s and gets that all taken care of for us.
So when I send you incessant messages that are like, Dustin, where's that 1099? Dustin, where's that 1099? You just forward those to your accountant?
To my bookkeeper, actually.
I think typically what ends up happening is I get a 1099 from you, and I'm like, Dustin, why did I get this?
Speaking of which, I do need to get that from you.
Oh, great. Dustin, though, I do have a surprise for you. Mm. Just 1 second here.
I love me some surprise.
Ripping off the mask. Oh, Dustin, it's me, Nicole Kidman, the greatest actress ever. I've been here the whole time doing this podcast with you. I guess you won't be giving me that 1099.
You should have really been an actor, Steve.
By the way, I love your voice.
You have such a good face for it.
Thank you, Dustin. But it's not me, Steve. It's Nicole Kidman. Goodbye.
It's like a young Jack Nicholson.
Oh, dude, what just happened? I came into this room and there's a mask of my face here.
It's like you're shedding like a snake. Wow.
This is really weird. I wish I knew what happened. I guess I'll try to get to the bottom of this someday.
Maggie from Facebook asked, does anyone find the Apple Watch useful while shooting weddings?
Oh, we're doing two?
Mm-hmm.
Dustin, I do not have an Apple Watch. It is on my wife's wish list. It's on my wish list too. I just love Apple stuff. But specifically, it's on Jen's wish list because we're working with some videographers who use Apple Watches, and they just keep their itinerary on the Apple Watch all day long. So they never have to like pull their phone out to check anything. And they get like text messages and everything on their Apple Watch. So they never have their phone out, and they found it really streamline things, and then they don't get those questions from guests like, why are you on your phone?
Why are you like checking to make sure your children are alive from your babysitter? That's so weird.
Dustin, there's a difference between checking to see if your baby is alive and spending 20 minutes walking all around the wedding going, oh my gosh, look at my baby cam. Look what Charlie's doing right now to every single person you see.
Yeah, they all love it when I do that. That's a good shtick. So Corinne and I both have Apple Watches. It was a birthday present Corinne got me when it first came out.
Dustin, I would like to give you this birthday present. It is an Apple Watch for me, Corinne. Is that how it went down?
Corinne has one too, yes. Because when she told me she was getting me one and asking me what kind I wanted and then making me be the one that stays up till 3 a.m. to buy it the night it comes out, I thought, oh, it's not going to be fun to be the only one with one.
Mm-hmm.
So I got her one too. And I actually hate my Apple Watch. I think it was a huge waste of money. My wife absolutely loves hers. But I just think it depends on you as a person. I already hate all the notifications and the emails and the texts I get on a daily basis anyways. But then being reminded of those on my wrist, I thought would be cool. And turns out it just really annoys me.
Oh, hold up. I just got my 20th spam email today.
Exactly.
You know, you can like mess around with the notifications, get less stuff sent to you.
Yeah. So I need to like play with that. But then I was like, if I just dial everything back, then it kind of just becomes a watch. And I have a lot of those already. So I don't know.
I've never seen you wear a watch.
I used to wear them all the time in like high school and college.
You know, fine gentlemen like myself who wear driving shoes sometimes like to wear watches.
Anyways, so yeah, I got the Apple Watch, I don't know, 3 years ago. And I wear it every now and then, mainly to weddings. And my wife loves hers because my wife is also a doctor. I don't know if we've ever discussed that on the show. And she oftentimes doesn't carry her phone at work.
Oftentimes she can't carry her phone at work, right?
Right. She likes it because then it's like having her phone on her without having to carry her phone. So for someone like her, it's perfect.
Can she get all the Netflix and the Hulu when she's meeting with her patients? She's like, oh no, just a second. I'm just watching my wrist real quick.
Just finishing up the Good Doctor.
It's the one you wish you had.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Corinne, if you listen to this show, and I'm pretty sure certain you don't.
She doesn't.
I think you are a good doctor.
And same with on wedding days, she typically keeps her phone in the camera bag, which isn't enough range for her watch to work. Whereas I have, you know, I'm always got pockets on me, so I can always keep my phone on my pocket. Plus, I never, until this phone, have a case on my phone, so it's extra skinny, so people don't even know I've got it on me.
Extra skinny.
Just like me.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Wedding Photo Hangover Podcast with your hosts, Dustin and Steve. You can find us on Instagram at Wedding Photo Hangover and on Twitter at WedPick Hangover. If you want to find us on Facebook, we are also there at Wedding Photo Hangover. If you want to follow Dustin or Steve individually, you can find Dustin on Instagram at Dustin_McKibben. And you can find Steve at Steven Van Elk. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Your head is pounding, your limbs feel like dead weight, and your entire being is aching for the sweet embrace of death.
Ouch.
That's right, next Sunday, after you shoot another wedding. Or since we're in the off season, after you load up on Rick and Morty on Hulu. What up?
Ray Donovan.
Is that what you're on now?
I'm bouncing back and forth between, I binge watched Ray Donovan over the weekend and ended up liking it. Because I had the first season on DVD. Someone gave it to me as a gift. My internet went out for a day. And I was like, oh, I'm just going to watch this while I edit today. And ended up finishing the whole thing by the end of the weekend.
Mm-hmm. But it was good. It's good. So good.
Is this our after show talk? Or are we... What are we doing?
I was just trying to vamp with you.
Vamp?
Mm-hmm.
What's vamp?
Stalling. We're stalling.
We're stalling. What are we stalling for?
Stalling so I could try to look something up. About me, Nicole Kidman, myself. What movies I've done with Tom Cruise that you should also check out. Hi, I'm back again.
God. That voice.
Hey, it's me, Steve.
I can't even get that high. You get so high.
I totally forgot that Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman were married at one point in time.
How can you forget that?
That's probably why it came to my mind.
It's pre-Scientology.
And I was just like, what movies were they in? And I did a quick Google search and it was just like, Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman, when they were married, when they were divorced, all this stuff. And I'm just like, crap. All I could remember was Katie Holmes.
She made some serious money off that. She made even more money off
that. Yeah, Katie Holmes is in a... Jen's been watching Dawson's Creek recently. Last of Katie Holmes.
Blast from the past.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. I got to finish editing this wedding video and...
Wait, you're editing a video?
Yeah, some of us work for a living, Steve.
I don't see Aaron in your house right now.
Mm-hmm. I keep him under my desk. It's where he's coziest.
Oh gosh, that's so dirty sounding. And the motion you made looked like you were pushing someone's head down into your lap. Like, ugh, everything
Steve,
about that was disgusting.
Always a pervert. Aaron actually listens to this show, so we love you, Aaron. Yeah,
I hope Aaron listens to the show, and he's just like, I know that in Steve I have an advocate and a friend.
And a lover.
I mean, if he wants. I don't discriminate.
Well, I'm going to have so much fun. And let's, real quick, after the show talk here, thanks everyone for listening. Steve, what should I do in Chicago tomorrow before my shoot?
What time's your shoot?
6 p.m.
You should head to the Chev and get a cheeseburger.
What's the Chev?
Let me real quick wipe my Tom Cruise Nicole Kidman Google search. Oh, come on. Where is it?
Yeah, because we're staying downtown. Shoots from 6 to 9. Thinking about hitting up a camera shop and seeing if they had the new A7 R3 in so that I could get my hands on one. So if I end up not liking it, I could cancel my pre-order.
Are you allowed to do that with Greentoe?
Yeah. Yeah, they said just email us if as long as I do it before they send me shipping notification.
Mm-hmm. The small Cheval. It's a burger place Jen took me to. Some of her clients are... I guess our clients took her there when she was doing their engagement shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And it is fantastic. Really, really great cheeseburger and really great fries.
Like, that's it? Just burger and fries?
That's all they have. And then, like, beer and whiskey.
I feel like Apple, in a way, is sort of like the Bible. And it's like, they don't even know where this stuff comes from.
Whoa, are you getting religious again?
And I feel like... like, they just are up there on stage presenting at these keynotes, and they're just, you know, this, you know, the keynote comes up and they're just reading off a screen. They don't really know. It's really up to...
And Steve Jobs went to the mountaintop, and the good Lord did spaketh unto him, and he sent down a chariot of fire from heaven to scrawl into the tablets.
And he just marked an X. And so now everyone's like, is that an X? Is that a 10? We don't know.
We're going to have to do this some other time.
Okay.